This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you want, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, paying attention, sending notes. Whether you agree with me or not, or agree with us or not, the mere fact that you're paying attention and you're willing to engage is a big deal. The minute you start being a jerk, we're done. Do you know what I'm saying? Sonya Schmidt joins me, and I always love when she's with us. She adds a little flavor to the whole thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I'm not a jerk either, so that's a good thing.
No, I don't think you're a jerk. I mean,
no, because I try to get engaged. Sometimes I can. I don't have the stomach for it like you do, but I try as best I can. And I try within my family, and I keep bringing this up. But next week, folks, is Thanksgiving. What commitments are you going to have to talk to your family about what's going on in the world? Because I'm telling you, there ain't no deeper time than what's going on now. So, you know, I'm not saying go in with the, what do they call it, loaded for bear. But don't go in trying to go, well, just avoid the topic and, you know, we'll get along, you know.
And don't let them get away. Don't let them get away with lies. Because
they outnumber you.
Yeah, it affects everybody at the table, right?
Yeah, they outnumber you. Now, I get it, Joe. When you talk about your family and they're able to have these knockdown, you know, these throwdowns and there's no love loss, not everybody's family is
like
that.
Pass the cannolis, you know, they get back going again.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody's family is like that. So I'm sorry if you don't have one of those families. I don't either.
But let me ask you a question, though. You've got nieces and nephews at the table. You've got young folks sitting within earshot of the table. If whether they're your family members or not, I mean, what would you do if your family member said, you know, you nut jobs that believe in God, there's something wrong with you people because God doesn't exist, and all you're doing is pumping your kids up into believing some hooky thing in the sky, and they're going to fall, and you're going to have trouble. Would you let that go for real?
No, because you're talking about defending God, and if you're a Christian and you let that go just to keep the peace, then you, as we said in the hood, you gonna get it.
Right? So, I'm not suggesting you get involved in every little political fight.
No.
But when somebody is sitting
there
saying,
sweet
Jesus, if Trump gets back in, my God, will be at war, will be this, your kid will be this, and I go, well, stop. Just stop, because we're not at war now, right? Okay, just stop. And let's hit, if you really want to talk about it, let's hit those items one at a time. More than happy to do it with you. And you shut them down.
Yeah, and I would suggest not getting in the minutiae. Don't climb in the weeds with them.
Yep.
I would let them just F how, why, this, that, and let them burn themselves out.
Yep.
They will burn themselves out. And when and they'll know when they start to sound like idiots, and everybody in the table
will know.
In the room will know that they sound like idiots. And you can say something very simple at the end. And even if it's, you know what, if you'd like to know a different point of view or the truth, call me later. You know, I don't care what it is, but don't take it. Do not take what their craziness. We can't do it anymore.
I threatened to put them on phone with people I know. You know,
yeah.
when we at the event the other night, and like you guys are all spewing these lines that are party lines. I'm talking to the professionals. I'm talking to the doctor that deals with our 22,000 kids. I'm talking to a guy that for the last 40 years has been dealing with alcohol abuse in teens. This is who I'm talking to. You know, I'm not talking to the professional in Chicago whose community is nothing like ours.
Their God is their party. Everything is political now. So when they got rid of God, these people have no place else to go but politics.
Yep.
And that is their God. So they don't have to take the science over God. They don't have to. I read an article today that the U.S. Army is pleading to get soldiers that were fired, you know, unvaxxed soldiers back
in. Get them back in. Yep. Yep, but some of them don't want to come back because they don't want to be stuck in all the politically correct garbage.
I wouldn't do it either.
You know?
The woke army. I wouldn't go back to the woke army.
So I got a question about your Hollywoodites.
My buddies that want to feel good about themselves.
Mel Gibson wants to expose Mel and a few others. They want to expose the elite pedophiles that are operating in the Hollywood system.
What's happening?
And some are saying that, you know, maybe you shouldn't do it because you don't know how much of it's true or not true. But I'm sure, being this type of star he was at some point in time, they approached him to be part of it. There's no question.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
He might want to think about it before he gets got dead. He's going to get got. But I'm pretty sure somebody in the stature of Mel Gibson knows what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, but and Wahlberg, too. He stepped up and said,
Wahlberg,
you know, he knows.
Everybody knows. It's kind of like the Me Too movement. And those women were coming out with all their stories.
Yeah.
We're like, well, if you knew all that all the time, why didn't you warn somebody? Why didn't you warn your fellow female actresses coming up? Stay away from that guy. Don't go to his apartment room.
They're going
to
lose their part. Hey, we got to go break. When we come back, DC Comics is crashing again in their movies.
Uh-oh.
We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Kind of. Joe McCain, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, listen. MyPillow.com. What? What did I do now?
No, I'm listening. That's how I missed it.
Oh, I said, oh, listen, and you decided to chime up. Okay, good. At least you're awake. That's good.
Yeah, I'm good to sleep.
MyPillow. Yeah, you got those sheets, don't you? You got like sheets or pillowcases?
I do. They're lovely. I have them on now, to be honest.
Okay. Not on your body. They're on your bed.
No. I'm not a clans woman. Okay. No, they're on my bed. And I have my pillows.
Yeah. So here's a guy that has spent $1 billion defending the things that we believe in. You know, he's been cut off by credit card companies. He's been cut off by banks. He truly is having the fight. But here's a man that believes in what we believe in. He's made it. They've given us the ability to make a few bucks online. Christmas is coming up here very shortly. And some of you that are looking for Christmas gifts, looking for ideas, head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You get 30 to 70% off. You buy American-made product. You keep the money here. You're giving money to a guy that is willing to step up and fight, and frankly, in areas, as we said earlier, that you're not willing to step up and fight in. So let somebody else do it for you, and do it. Don't buy that Chinese garbage. Buy the stuff that our people are putting out there. Agreed?
Agreed. And you know what? We were just talking about this on the previous segment,
yeah,
about getting involved and dealing with family. I say if you don't have the courage to stand up and talk to your family or say something back or present facts, here's a real passive-aggressive way,
yeah,
to get back at them. Buy them some Mike Lindell products and put it under the tree. It's worth $30, $40 to know that they are putting their little liberal heads on a pillow that they are going to have to admit, whether they know who it's from or not, gives them the best sleep ever.
You know, you're so right. You know, they have kids' pillowcases, and on the kids' pillowcases, they're Bible stories, Noah's Ark and...
love that.
Right, and Daniel the Lion's Den and what have you. And, you know, who's going to turn those down? Let the kid open it up. Let the kid open up Auntie Sonia's gift right there. What's mommy going to say? Well, you're not putting those pillowcases. But I like the colors. You're not putting those pillowcases on your pillow.
No, they'll burn them. That'll show them who their parents are. But, you know... Nobody's going to throw those away. That's a sweet idea that your child is putting their head on a scripture at night. I don't even find them, I'm not even crazy because I'm a fashion person, but I don't find them adorable in terms of, they don't go with my decor, let's just say that.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
But they go with my lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
They go with my gut. They go with my love of my family. So it really doesn't matter that it doesn't match my design, you know.
All right. So you were talking about something that was hurting your heart earlier. And it was about these kids that you see out there promoting Palestine, a place that doesn't actually exist, and supporting Hamas. Not, and many of them, I played the clip for some of you last week. If I can find it, I'll play it again. Where most of these kids had no idea about that demonic killings that took place on October 7th. Well, today there was a picture that the Hamas put out that they killed another Israeli hostage. Now, let me tell you what these cowards, these little cowardly cowards, did. They found an 86-year-old man and beat him black and blue. Yeah, you know, because they're so strong. They're such men.
Right.
Black and blue mark all on this guy's arms, his face. They had a gag on him around it in his mouth, and it looked like he was tortured. He was 86 years old. And if you guys think that you're men because you beat up on an 86-year-old guy, it just proves how mentally ill you actually are. You want to screw around with somebody? Hey, I'm easy to find. All right, my buddies are easy to find. We'll meet you. What do you want to meet? Any place you want to meet, I'm up for it. Fight somebody who can fight back. Because other than that, you're nothing but a bunch of cowards.
No, but look at these Jewish students who they're chasing in libraries. And these are angry mobs that are growing in number. Yeah, this is... My heart is just very broken to see that there are so many anti-Semites in the country, but you know, the world as well as the country. I would have never put my money on this country being so anti-Semitic.
Well, they've been taught, these professors,
I know,
these lunatics.
I get it.
They've been teaching these kids that, you know, that this is apartheid. Really? Prove it. Tell
exactly
me where you're getting that information.
They don't have to.
Israel's oppressive to women? Are they serious? Have they been under Hamas rule?
They don't have to. They don't have to prove anything. They've never had to. We've never stood up. They've never had to have a conversation. And listen, they've taken over our schools. They've taken over everything, our judicial system,
yep,
everything. So you're arguing facts. I don't know anymore that is going to be successful. This is spiritual.
Yeah.
This is straight up evil. And unless there's a flood coming soon, I don't think there's any way to get out of this.
Well, speaking of people that really don't have two brain cells to rub together, let's get back to Hollywood for a minute, okay?
Oh, okay, perfect.
I know how much you love this thing going on. So Disney's latest superhero flick, The Marvels, it only brought in about $47 million, okay? And you know these movies, these high-tech movies, they cost hundreds of millions.
I was going to say, how many millions are they? Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, hundreds of millions for this stuff to come through.
Right.
And they do it. They keep doing it. They don't really think too much about... I guess they don't care. I don't know.
They don't. I'm telling you. I was in the room, and I talked to them about this. They said that what they're trying to do, they're going to keep pushing it out there until these idiot American people get on board. They think they're so smart.
Wow.
That it's us who have the problem.
Well, the left is calling it, they believe it to be, ready for this? Superhero fatigue. That we're just tired.
Oh, yeah, we're just sick of that,
right?
Yeah.
Because we hate that. So I thought that was interesting.
Superman's been around since the 50s, and all of a sudden, we're done with it. Why? Because he's not about truth, justice, and the American way anymore. That's why.
That's right. They changed that. And what was it? Some of that stuff started flopping. You know?
Totally, yes, Disney. But I thought they fired that woman who was in charge of ruining the Disney franchise.
Well, they maybe they did, but now they got somebody else
that's
just as bad, you know?
Because they canceled the Latino Snow White movie. They didn't even bring that out, I don't think.
All right, so when we come back,
they didn't release it.
I didn't know that Green Lantern was gay. Never had a hint when he was younger.
What?
Yeah, I know. Heartbreaking, isn't it? We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel is reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus is expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico during a bilateral meeting Friday in San Francisco on the sidelines of the APEC summit.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at GM was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, and really get your information straight. That's why I bring Sonya Schmidt on, because she's always got it right. What do you know? Yes, you do.
Well, if right, you mean leaning. Yes.
No, I mean you're always correct.
You know
correct.
What?
All right, let me rephrase that, Miss English teacher. It's always correct. How's that?
Well, I tell you, there are times when, like, between shows, I go, oh, my gosh, that was such wrong information I gave, and then I forget it by the next week. So take whatever I say with a grain of salt, folks.
No. Anyway. No, what was I going to I was going to give you another one. I like this one. I guess, you know, I think did we talk about this last week, the Thanksgiving Day Parade? It got
no.
A trans non-binary.
No, we did not talk about it.
I hate
sent
to put
you
it
that
this
clip.
Way. Look and feel to it, you know? I mean.
What I want to know is what those balloons were.
Stop it.
You know what, and one thing that they said in the article about, and you want to tee up what this article is about?
Well, it there's now 30,000 people signing their petition to rid the Thanksgiving Day Parade of the trans non-binary liberal nonsense. You know, there's a moms group that's up in arms, and they should, because Macy's, you know, these parades, these events should have nothing to do with sexual orientation. They should have nothing to do with any of that stuff. It's a Thanksgiving Day parade. What is it, a turkey transgender maybe? I don't know.
They should have nothing to do with politics. And to be honest, if they just, I'm not suggesting they do this, but if they didn't make a big deal of it, nobody would know. Those guys look so much like chicks that if you just had one on a float waving, nobody would know the difference unless they're fans.
Yeah.
But Macy's is going out of business anyhow. They're closing them down right and left. Why would you tamper with your brand and your existence anymore by doing that? I'm so happy that they've got so many signatures on the petition to not only ban the parade but boycott Macy's. And I think that that's going to have to be the final straw for Macy's, is yank it.
Yep. No, I think you're onto something. Well, what irritates me more than anything is they seem to feel like they have the right, the ability, and the obligation to make sure that this stuff is always in our faces and to call us names when we push back against it.
Mm-hmm.
Yet if I want to even mention the name of Jesus, if I even want to talk about God in a certain way, not only are they offended, but they immediately start dragging me into court. That seems to be okay for them.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a Christian float in the Macy's parade?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I haven't watched them.
Have you ever seen a float go down with a big crop? Maybe they haven't. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think so. You said that and it just made me think of it.
Now, Christmas parades, we've seen, like floats with the baby Jesus or the nativity scene.
Yeah.
But that's what it's about.
But that's what Christmas is.
Yeah.
So they should keep their politics out of this is a secular parade. This is a family secular parade. Keep it apolitical. And just have a good time. This thing costs them too much money to have people boycotting it.
All right, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I just don't care. I'm looking at the pictures of the people on the float, the transgender, and I'm going, are you kidding me? This is the best you could do? I've seen pictures.
I know.
See? You want them to say it. You just put it on me to say it. Right?
No, but remember when we didn't have to have these conversations when it came to the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Yep.
The biggest news item when it came to that was, is it going to be too windy to do it?
Too windy.
Not if it's going to be too trendy to... Oh, why can't they just stop it already? I know they want to be included. I've never even heard the argument about black people or black women being in the Macy's parade, but yet we can jump all the way past women and black women or women of color or whatever the left wants to call us, but we can go straight to the men dressed as women. It's the more of the cancellation of women, I think. But
well, that's, I've been reading some of those articles where there are some women that have enough guts to say, we fought for our rights for years. We fought hard to be able to do certain things and be recognized for certain things. And what are you doing to us now? Look what you've nullified
us.
All that work we did.
Totally canceling us.
Yeah.
Totally. Why do we have to have men dressed up as women in the parade? Why not women?
I agree.
We're not good enough anymore. There's going to be a whole lot of psychological problems. Well, there already is with the younger people saying they don't want to have children. They don't want to be women. There's going to be a lot of problems down the road, but this is what the left wants. Once you have these psychological problems, then you can instill more government programs for psychological help. But trust me, their psychological help is just as damaging as the stuff that they're doing now. It's a never-ending cycle.
All right, story about another one of your people. I guess he's kind of my people, although I don't want to say he is. Robert De Niro, his production company is going to pay an ex-assistant $1.26 million for a gender discrimination a trial verdict that he has. And this is your story. Why do I care?
Because you should. Because everyone should be concerned about what actors say, and particularly an old... Well, here's the thing that bothers me about De Niro, is he used to be cool as heck. Okay?
He's now a nasty old man.
He's now a nasty, crotchety, shriveled up, creepy... I don't even have the adjectives to keep going. Nonsensical... And now we find out in this article, sexist, man, hypocrite, hypocritical.
Yeah. Well, it only took them one day to nail him,
So. Yep. 4 hours, I think they deliberated.
Yeah, whatever it was, right?
Yeah, yeah. And the jury went away and said, no, he's a sexist. He's just a straight up misogynistic sexist. So in this article... He had an assistant, and he asked her to do various odd jobs that were not in her purview. She was a professional, okay? Right. He asked her, one of the things that he asked her to do, or not even ask, but one of her job duties was to wash his sheets.
What?
Yeah, she had to run personal. Now, if you're a personal assistant, I get it if you're hired. That was not her job title. She was not a personal assistant. But to have any woman have to wash your sheets, you nasty old man, no way, yuck. It's not. He was asking for a lawsuit. Yeah. So these are the people who, these are our betters, okay?
Yeah.
These are the people who tell us how to live and what we should do and how they're so perfect and how Trump is hateful. These are the same people. And in 4 hours, somebody could go, oh, no, you're a sexist old pig.
I love it. I think we should call them out every chance. Some of those people are so full of themselves, so entitled, so whatever. It's just amazing to me.
And they don't think anybody's noticing.
Do they think nobody's noticing, or do they not care because they truly believe they are above it all?
Oh, no. They have no self-awareness, so it's not like they're going, oh, we're hiding this. They don't think they're hiding anything because they don't know that they're yucky. And yucky is the nicest word I can use for
that. I like that, though. Works for me. You know? All right, so two things when we come back. Another change of heart with a comedian. What is his name? Michael, I can never remember his, Rappaport?
Rappaport.
Yeah. He needs to get a new last name. What happened to the days when they changed their last names, like Smith or Jones or something?
And then, he's Jewish, too. I don't know very many. Well, I could be wrong. Here's something I'm stupid about. I don't know any Jewish guys named Rappaport. Last name Rappaport. Could be.
I don't know what it is. I would have made it like Smith, you know? Really. Make it easier.
How many Michael Smiths? I can't even say it. Smith.
Well, you can change it to Schmidt. All right, that's a little different.
That's all I need.
Now we're going to talk about that VA mom. She was sentenced to 21 months for hiding drug use on a gun background check. Do we know anybody else?
That's a great story.
No, it's wonderful. Be back in a few minutes, people. Okay. Don't go far. I'll make sure Sonya stays in the room.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, right? Don't do stupid stuff. Make sure that you've got the information you need so when you step out, when you talk to other people, you truly do have a clue. And you're not having to go back later and go, oh, God, I'm so sorry, I got that screwed up, this is the truth. This is really what went down. All right? So let's just stay away from that. Anyway, let me bring her on. She never has to say that, you know, because she never makes mistakes. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host, joins me. Oh, what are you laughing for?
I was like, who walked in the room? Okay.
No, really, I tell people all the time, just get informed. Know what you're walking into. Get informed, you know, before you start stepping out and making your case. And the other thing is don't be afraid to say, look, you know, I made a mistake and this is the truth. This is truly what's going on. It changes the whole dynamic. Did you fall asleep? Am I that boring?
No. I think.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want...
Here it comes.
I don't want to be pessimistic.
Oh.
But
there's that big
that big butt coming in the room. I think that things have gotten so wacky that people don't know how to get engaged and get involved. But like I said, I think we have major opportunities coming up to be with our families. They're not going to be on the radio. They don't have necessarily have to sign, carry a sign or tear down buildings like Antifa. But what can you do? I mean, think about it. What can you do in your own personal life where you can make a difference and be involved?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You can't do nothing anymore. You can't count on other people to do something anymore.
No, and I agree. I think this would happen to a lot of people, too. Is they're like, well, being an elected official, a lot of people elect me, and then they go, but we counted on you doing it. And I look at them and go, I can't do it alone. Do you understand that?
Can't
your job
do everything.
Doesn't end with your vote.
We got so lazy and so spoiled, and we didn't see the left coming at us like they are.
Well, you didn't think, okay, come on. Even 15 years ago, did you really believe that we would be dealing with what we're dealing with today?
No.
You know, I mean, whether it's, you know, transgenderism. I mean, the one I love the most is you got books with kids having oral sex with other kids, illustrated in the book, and you've got a group of people telling us, that's fine, that's normal, kids need to know how to cope and deal. And you go, no,
okay.
You need
and
drugs.
And then we have to, listen how twisted it is, we have to explain why that's not cool. And once we do it once, it doesn't suffice.
So do we really, all right, you ready for this one? Do we really have to explain to them why it's not cool? Or should we just look at them, because they don't really explain, right? They use a whole bunch of word salad. I'll just look at them and say, no, it's not right, and it's not for my child, and you can go pound sand.
That's what I think we should say.
Yeah.
I think it's come to that. And those are very polite words, because I could think of some others.
But we really have
pound sand.
Yeah, I like that. Pound sand is always a good one, because they don't even know what it means half the time.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But that, yeah. And that's where it begins, and it ends with your kids. At some point, you're not going to continue to have the argument.
No.
You're going to, you know, I used to hate the term when I was a kid, because I said so. You know, the best line.
But you've never used that as an adult, have you?
The most important line that I have used as a parent was because I said so. It gets to a point, I don't need to explain to you why you can't run out in the street.
That's right.
It has to be enough that I, the person who takes care of you, the person who cares about your well-being, because I'm smarter than you, I have more experience than you, that's because I said so. And that's where we on the right have to be at this point. Is because you can't figure it out, obviously, on your own. So this has to be done pound sand. Why? Because I said so.
Yep. All right. How about the mom that was sentenced to 21 months? Because she hid her drug use on a gun background check. I mean, I don't think I've heard this kind of story before. It kind of tickled the back of my head, but I really couldn't put it together. Anyway, her name is Deja Taylor, the mother of a six-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Who shot his first grade teacher in Newport News, Virginia, was sentenced to federal prison on Wednesday for making false statements during a firearm purchase.
You laugh.
Well, I'm laughing because at the same time, there's lefties listening to the show that will say, well, that doesn't show this to two justice systems. I mean, Hunter threw his gun in a trash can. Okay. Hello?
Hunter did way worse. And isn't this in Virginia, which is now pretty blue state?
I believe so. Yes.
They just won hand over fist with blue electives. So isn't it odd the state that cares so much about black people threw a black woman under the bus in support of, or it, totally off kilter, from their white male president's son who did far worse.
Well, Marsha Blackburn, Senator Marsha Blackburn, she's crying foul at her. She's screaming at the DOJ and saying, wait a minute, Hunter Biden? He got a sweetheart deal? He lied on the same firearm background check? And that same DOJ sending her to prison, but he's walking around free?
Oh, it's the same DOJ.
Oh, yeah, the same department and everything.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's even better. These people act like they have an invisible force field over them and that we can't see who they are. But they're exposed. They're exposed for the racists they are, the liars they are, and the hypocrites they are.
Yep. No, doesn't that show you truly how much more they perceive themselves to be worth than we are?
It's the same thing we were talking about with the Hollywood story, with the Robert De Niro story. Yep. He can come out in a heartbeat and talk about how awful we are, how awful America is, how awful... Yet.
And these people have means to leave. They have money to go. It's like, if it is so bad, how mentally ill are you to stay?
Bye, Felicia. Can we just have one collective... Bye, Felicia. Are they still here? We don't care if they go. The fact that they keep threatening to go is so that shows you how their self importance.
Why
do
they keep lying to me?
Exactly. People have offers to buy their plane tickets, their baggage. You know, they say they'll leave if Trump becomes president. I'm saying we need to leave if Trump doesn't become president.
What a blow to the ego that they make that threat and nobody cares.
They don't, again, we're back at what we're saying. They don't know that nobody cares. They're so unself-aware that they think that matters. They honestly think that people are going, oh my gosh, Barbara Streisand?
We would have to live
without her.
Oh my God. Well, where's she going to move to? Spain? Mexico? I mean, look at what's happening in some of these places today. Where are they going to go?
They know they don't have any place better. And they, you know what? They have the money. They have places, other places.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have homes, other places. It's a veiled threat. Nobody cares. But they don't hear that the people don't care because they never hear people's voice.
No. No, they're very much to their own. They very much believe, you know, the award ceremonies are the best, and not the People's Awards, but, you know, all those other awards, where they're actually choosing each other. You know, who's picking up the phone and going, hey, Frankie, I'll nominate you for this award. You have to nominate me for this other award. You know that.
I don't know how any of that works, trust me. I was not privilege to go to their Oscar awards.
Excuse me.
Oscar awards. But they don't realize nobody cares. Nobody's watching it. Nobody cares. Your movies stink.
No, Jimmy. Is it Jimmy Fallon this year is going to do the Oscars or the Emmy or whatever?
Nobody likes him. Don't nobody care. Listen, bring Ricky Gervais back.
Oh, yeah.
Bring him back.
I'd even watch if you brought him back.
I would watch it if you brought him back.
Yep. And I don't care about this award stuff. It means nothing.
Me either. But at least there would be somebody honest there who's exposing the crap.
Yep. That would be great. Yeah,
otherwise.
He floored a lot of people that day, didn't he?
He shocked them. They did not. I am pretty sure. I mean, I've worked on some of award shows, and it's scripted.
But that wasn't scripted. You don't think
I don't think it.
No.
Not at all.
Nope.
Not at all. I think they scripted it. And he went off script.
Yeah, he looked at it and went, whatever.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't care. I love that. I still say that
right,
around
lady.
The house.
Yeah, I know. They're not going to call me back again anyhow. God bless. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And
Happy Thanksgiving. I won't talk to you before then.
I don't know. I'm gonna.
I mean your listeners.
Yeah, okay. I deliver. All right. Joe Mastin, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.